Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas and more, or simply soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder, or find a featured all-inclusive package to Ocean by H10 Hotels and do your deal at CheapCaribbean.com.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
A group of high school students.
Elizabethan high school students started a project to research a string of unsolved murders. Their research led to the identification of the killer.
Investigators now have an answer to a 34-year-old question.
Once you start getting a few tips or a few leads or a few identifications, then the cold case isn't so cold anymore.
There's a pretty good chance he's still alive.
Everything that the students predicted through their profile turned out to be accurate.
Redhead killer profile, male, Caucasian, 5'9 to 6'2, 180 to 270 pounds. Unstable home, absent father and a domineering mother. Right-handed, IQ above 100, most likely heterosexual.
There is no profile of this killer except for the ones the students created.
Just because some of these women no longer have people to speak for them does not mean that they deserve to not be spoken for.
What if this guy's still alive? Like, what if he comes after us?
I said, are you going to kill me? And he said, yes.
This is Murder 101, Season 1, Episode 10, The Final Exam. I'm Jeff Shane, a television and podcast producer at KT Studios, with Stephanie Lidecker, Courtney Armstrong, and Andrew Arnault. In 2020, I came across a story about a group of high school students who set out to investigate a series of unsolved murders in their community. It was an incredible story that here at KT Studios, we felt needed to be explored further.
I'd like to thank everybody for coming down. Thank you for being patient with us. My name is Alex Campbell, and I'm a teacher at Elizabethan High School. The reason we've called you all here today is to provide some updates on the Bible Belt Strangler case.
On February 6, 2023, Mr. Campbell, Riley, and Marley met more than 30 members of the press, law enforcement, and locals at Elizabethan County Chamber of Commerce to present the latest findings. It was a moment the club had been working toward for months. First, Mr. Campbell summarized the work they had done thus far.
I was a teacher in 2018 when my sociology class wanted to do as a project to see if there was any relationship between any of these murders that happened. So in May of 2018, that class called a press conference to announce about the work they had been doing. And they believed that they had some information that did show that maybe six of these murders could be related back to one person. Because for 30 years, nothing really happened with most of those cases. It was just completely cold from about 1985 till 2018. So there has been a lot of developments in the last few years, and there's a lot of things to catch you up on, and the students think they've found some more evidence they're going to share with you today. So I'm going to turn it over to them. So girls, it's all yours.
Next, Riley and Marley spoke.
On September 6, 2018, the TBI released that the Campbell County Jane Doe had been identified as Tina Marie McKinney Farmer of Indianapolis, and after speaking with family, new information reveals that she is at the epicenter of the Bible Belt Strangler case. Not long after that, on October 1st, 2018, KSP announced the Knox County Jane Doe as Epsi Regina Black Pilgrim of North Carolina. But after further research, we determined that she is not a potential victim of the Val Belt Strangler case. And then lastly, on November 25th, 2018, the TBI and New Hampshire authorities announced that the Greene County Jane Doe is Elizabeth Lamont of New Hampshire, and she is involved in the Bubble Belt Strangler case.
On December 20th of 2019, the TBI announced that Tina Farmer's killer was identified as Jerry Johns because his DNA was matched with DNA that was left at the crime scene. So Johns had been in prison since 1985 for charges related to trying to kill a Tennessee redheaded woman, but he died in custody in 2015, so he did not live to see the conviction of this murder. Also, baby girl Jane Doe was identified as Tracy Sue Walker of Indiana. She was 15 years old at the time of her death, so we think that she could be included in the Bible Belt strangling victims because of different evidence in the crime scene and the MO and signature.
They pointed to the extensive updates since the original assignment.
This was our original list developed by the class in 2018 of potential victims of the Bible Belt strangling. And you see there are a lot of Jane Does, a lot of unidentified victims. And then next, this is our current list that we think could be tied back to the Bible Belt strangler. You can see there are a lot more identifications, a lot less Jane Does, which is something very encouraging for us that law enforcement is continuing to identify these victims. And I think that's in part to some of the research and the press conference that was held in 2018.
They also spoke about the work they've done since then.
We were able to work with an FBI behavior analyst, and that was really cool getting to work with a professional and someone that had done this for years, and them kind of giving us the green light and telling us that our work was pretty substantial. So, he also said he was 100% convinced that the person who killed Tina Farmer is guilty of others based on his admission to being at the secondary crime scenes. The suspect would also fit the profile by exhibiting these classical serial killer behaviors, such as knowing a lot about serial killers, even mentioning them by name. He studied criminal justice and serial killers in three different colleges. He felt he was smarter than the police. And then might say an incriminating statement like he didn't do it, but would offer how he would have done it, etc. And then our FBI behavior analyst said he would be my number one suspect and a jury would convict him every single time. As well, we presented to a retired detective who had decades of experience and had also worked on many homicides. And then after seeing the evidence, he was asked if he would give this to a district attorney to take to a grand jury. And his answer was, oh yes, I would work with it. And then lastly, we presented to a district attorney who had decades of experience as well in legal practices and is a former assistant district attorney. And then when he was shown the evidence, he was asked if he had ever taken a case to a grand jury with less evidence than what we had. And he said, oh yeah. When asked if he would take the case to a grand jury, he answered, this is solid. There is no question. Yes, definitely.
David Davenport, a retired TBI special agent and member of the Redhead Murders Task Force, said because of the similarities in all of the cases and how they were dumped along the side of the interstate, it was probably done by the same truck driver. The former assistant district attorney that we've presented to believes that there's enough evidence that it is the same MO and signature of the Tina Farmer killer, and a retired homicide detective believes there is enough information that it, once again, is the same MO and signature of the Tina Farmer killer.
To the students, all signs pointed to Johns being the killer.
So all the other victims were found along travel routes just like Tina Farmer. They all had the same characteristics, such as being white, petite, and transient. All were killed when the person who killed Tina Farmer was not incarcerated, so while he was in prison, all the murders stopped. The same ligature was used on a surviving victim, the Cheatham County Jane Doe, and Tracy Sue Walker. And a ligature used on DeSoto County Jane Doe was just minutes away from Tina Farmer's killer's family member's house, which he visited several times per year. That was in Houston.
So here's just another look at McKinney Farmer's killer's MO and signature. So an extensive criminal record that dated back to the age of 16. He spent the better half of his younger life between 1967 and 1976 incarcerated, with no murders matching the MO happening while he was incarcerated. And then in 1976, he became a trucker. And then when the murders matching his MO and signature occurred, he would be out of jail until his arrest in 1985. So whenever he was in jail, no murders. Whenever he was out of jail, while he started appearing. While he was out of jail, six murders and an attempted murder would take place with the same MO and the same signature. The first murder matching this MO would take place in 1978, the year he begins as a long-haul trucker. In 1980, he would start his own trucking company under the Motor Carrier Vehicle Act, which lifted a lot of regulations on trucking. So truckers were able to be their own bosses pretty much. So there was not a lot of supervision. They were able to kind of do their own thing. And then he would have to admit to law enforcement that he had been everywhere a victim was found because of his job as a trucker. And then the murders that fit the same MO and signature would stop after he was arrested in March of 1985.
Next, we have the matchbook, which was found near Elizabeth Lamont's body. And it was just a book of matches from the Skinny Rooster, which was an exotic dancing club in Houston, Texas. And I don't know if you know much about Houston, but it's pretty big, like 10,000 square miles big. However, the Skinny Rooster was located in an out-of-the-way location in a small industrial part of the city, which was less than a 2-minute drive from where the suspect was staying. And the matchbook mysteriously was found a 16-hour drive and over 1,000 miles away beside a dead body that matched the MO and signature of Tina Farmer's killer exactly.
And what we hope this information will lead to and what we can get from this is for tips that can help identify further victims.
The press was able to ask the girls questions.
Y'all didn't even do this for a grade?
No, this is just for fun. We come in early, usually once a week in the mornings before school, and talk about murder.
Why did you all bring this route back up after 5 years?
Like she said, we are very close in age with many of these victims, and it just kind of resonates right back home for us because it could be us, or it could be, like, she has a sister, it could be her sister or our moms back in the day. And so it's just really hard to think that some of these people had to live with not knowing that. And some of them had children, and they could have just left, their moms left them rather than been murdered. So we just want to bring closure to all the people affected by all these murders.
When you look at the evidence and you look at the way these women lived, you know, many of them were transient runaways, different things like that. But that didn't make them any less human, and that didn't make them any less of people. And the fact that someone tried to take advantage of that and did take advantage of that and thought that these people would not be missed, no one was getting to come look for them, I think that that's very selfish. That's a very evil person. And I think that that person needs to, obviously, suspect is gone, passed away, so he can't pay for what he did. But these parents and these families and daughters, sisters, children, they all deserve justice, and they all deserve to know that, you know, my mom didn't run away when I was little because she didn't want me. She was taken from me. And I think that that's something very important, and that there are still families and this is still affecting people. And also, this can bring attention to future instances, you know, don't get in the car with a man you don't know. And then different things like that just help make people more aware that, you know, there are people out there who are evil. That's very important to be aware and to know that it's real.
A local police officer commented on their work.
So I would say I don't have any questions, but I'm very appreciative. You guys are very professional. I know you're still in high school, but I was very blown away, I guess you could say. You all are very well put together. You know you have your knowledge. You can answer questions off the top of your head. You look very professional, and if you're ready to give your PowerPoint presentation, if you all want to be in law enforcement, we'll be happy to have you. But I will say, as a law enforcement officer, if you all came to me and said, hey, we have this new information, I would be ecstatic. I would be very happy that you all put that work in to say, hey, this is what I have. Can you take the time to go look? So I definitely would be very appreciative of the extra help and the extra knowledge, and for you all to do what you all do as well, to work together.
I think the most important thing right now is getting all of the people involved on the same page, because like Mr. Campbell said, we've been in contact with some different agencies and stuff out of state who had no clue that this happened, and there's been new management, new people take over, so that don't even know about these cases, don't know what the files are, didn't even know there was a file, you know. And I think that it's very important that we get everybody on the same page and kind of present this information to everybody and just make sure that what's known is known.
Let's stop here for a break. We'll be back in a moment.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knix Anniversary Sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knix's biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knix leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knix wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knix favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knix.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knix Anniversary Sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knix.com. That's KNIX.com.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas and more, or simply soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder, or find a featured all-inclusive package to Generations Riviera Maya Resort and do your deal at CheapCaribbean.com.
Murder 101. After the press conference, Mr. Campbell sat down with Riley and Marley to reflect on their work.
Had a couple days to reflect, yeah. And I guess the first question might be, how do you think you did?
Like, during the actual press conference, I did not feel super confident myself. I was nervous about how I, like, sounded, the kind of verbiage I was using. But then afterward, hearing, like, the response and how they thought we sounded very professional, I felt a lot more confident myself, and then I feel pretty good about it.
I agree with Riley. While doing it, I was a little bit nervous and didn't feel too good about it. But after hearing, like, the praise from everybody else, I felt a lot better about everything.
The girls discussed their motivations.
Because I think it's important to identify these killers and find justice for these women, regardless if we're necessarily right or not.
Yeah, it's not just about, like, convicting Jerry Leon Johns of all of them. It's just finding justice for the girls.
Mr. Campbell shared some frustrating news.
I don't know if you saw it or not, but there was an article in one of the local newspapers.
Yes.
And they followed up with a representative from the TBI. And the quote was that there's no evidence connecting these crimes.
The thing is, how do they know, though? Because they haven't, it's not like they went out of their way to see if there's any DNA evidence, anything like that. Like, I don't understand how they can sit there and say there's no evidence when they haven't even given it really much attention.
They're so similar that it's insane. Like, I don't see how there couldn't at least be something. Like, there has to be some evidence.
Because anytime we've tried to talk to them or make contact with them to see if we could help in any way or give them information, if there's any new information, they've kind of shot us down.
It wasn't long before the press picked up the story.
New research from Tennessee high school students shows a single person could be responsible for a string of killings.
New research from a pair of Elizabethan High School students suggests a single person was responsible. The students now believe is actually responsible for six murders and one attempted murder. In September, two students started looking into the case again, and those students presented their findings to the public today.
Two Elizabethan High School students are now sharing the results of their research into a string of cold case murders.
Two Elizabethan High School students believe a serial killer was on the loose in the South in the mid-80s.
This week, two students, Marley Mathena and Riley Whitson, joined with Campbell to present the culmination of 5 years of investigation into the Redhead murders.
Marley Mathena and Riley Whitson explained to reporters and investigators what they found. The women were strangled with a pattern. They also identified more likely victims and ruled out others.
Elizabethan High School students Riley Whitson, Marley Mathena, and teacher Alex Campbell say their research centers around the murder of Tina McKinney Farmer. They were able to find similarities in her killing with others around the same time period. They hope to bring some closure to families.
Back in 2018,
The first group of Elizabethton High School students, under the guidance of their teacher, developed a profile of a serial killer who could be responsible. In September, more students joined in. The students presented their findings to FBI behavioral analysis and other criminal justice experts, who all agreed the suspect fit the profile of the other killings.
Whitson and Mathena are both juniors at Elizabethton High School. They hope to continue working on this investigation in their senior year.
It wasn't just the press that felt moved by their work.
Man, I was truly blown away. I mean, I knew, you know, we would talk about it a little bit, but not in depth at all the stuff they presented.
Riley's dad, Mr. Whitson, who was sitting in the press conference, shared his thoughts on the assignment with Mr. Campbell.
I was so proud of him. I think digging through information, getting on the internet, digging through stuff, digging through, you know, 40-year-old documents, finding details, finding information, I think that's a skill that has helped her and that will help her, Marley, in life going forward in college, especially, you know, to pore over, have tons of information and what's important in this information. I think that's something really big that'll help them going forward.
Mr. Whitson had a good question for Mr. Campbell.
You're not getting paid extra, you know, a stipend to do this, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
I was telling a guy that, and he's like, "Are you kidding me?" I was like, "Yeah." I said, "The girls go early before school." I said, "Mr. Campbell comes early. They're not doing this for a letter grade or a number or a dollar amount. They're just doing it because they want to do it and they're passionate about it." Most people are blown away by that because most teenagers, and let's be honest, most people that work don't do stuff unless they get compensated. That's just life. You know, people don't do that. And the time you all have poured into this, and you especially, you know, you have life, you have a wife, you've got kids, you've got a family, you've got, like myself, I don't know if I could find the time that you've put into this extra with as much as we have going on. And then on top of that, to not get compensated, I'm going to pat you on the back really, really largely for that.
Well, I appreciate that.
Carrie Schneider from the XQ Institute, the company that originally helped back the project in 2018, discussed the everlasting mark a project like this leaves.
I think one of the most fascinating and compelling pieces of this entire project is that it just kept going. We're years now into this. The original kids that were a part of this project are long gone. They're adults. It's not just a project, right? It's when you really actually have interest and curiosity in something, you're gonna do it once the bell rings. You're gonna do it once the school day ends because you're really invested in it. So I think that's just a big part of what learning can be. It can actually be something that exists outside the confines of time or classrooms or bell schedule or any of that. And I think this is just one example of that being true.
This class taught me more than general education. It was about family togetherness and, most importantly, understanding the world.
Students who are now adults reflect on the original project and the impact it has had on their lives.
I learned the importance of advocating for those without a voice.
I often find myself thinking about the woman behind the graves.
They were somebody's lover, friend, or mother. That's the part that really hurts me the most. Missing for years without a trace, and no one is even looking. What does that say about humanity?
The best time to make a difference is the present.
Hello?
Hey, Linda, this is Alex. How are you?
Hello. Oh, just wonderful.
Let's stop here for another quick break.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knix Anniversary Sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knix's biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knix leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knix wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knix favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knix.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knix Anniversary Sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knix.com. That's KNIX.com.
What if we told you about a major breakthrough on awesome savings on all-inclusive beach vacays?
OMG, this could break the case.
Case? I'm talking about CheapCaribbean.com. It's full of hot savings. At CheapCaribbean.com, score an extra $175 off site-wide on vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd. A swim up bar in Punta Cana or dip your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun.
We gotta take this show on the road.
Start at CheapCaribbean.com.
Murder 101. While Mr. Campbell received lots of positive feedback from the press conference, there was one person whose opinion mattered more than anyone's: Jerry John's surviving victim, Linda.
I guess you saw some of the news stories and stuff.
Yeah. I was impressed, very impressed. I couldn't believe that they were so mature and they talked so well, and I can't even talk on the phone. If somebody put me on TV, there's no way I could speak. But they were just, they did great. Not even getting a grade for it, and coming in early. It took a lot to get me to come in school early.
It takes me a lot to get some kids just to come to school at all.
For Linda, the press conference brought up painful memories of the night Jerry Johns tried to kill her.
When I first saw Tina Farmer's picture, it reminded me of a photo of myself. I'd say Tina and I probably were the same height and weight and had the same hair. Hers was shorter than mine, but I don't know. All those women seem to have a lot in common. Yeah. I mean, I think I've got it bad. But then I look or I see all these people and all this tortured and, it was the longest 10 minutes of my life. I mean, it seemed like forever, but then, so many have had it worse.
Can I ask you a personal question? And you don't have to answer it if you don't want to. And I could be wrong, but it seems like I can tell a big difference in you since the first time we talked. Just how you're dealing with things. Do you feel there's a difference?
When I talked to you, I just freaked out. I couldn't breathe the first few times. I mean, honestly, there's one time I had to hang up because I could not breathe. And the next time, I forget it was the time that you had to wait till afternoon or something, and I'm like, oh yes, I can have more coffee before I have to get on the phone. So yeah, it's I've definitely calmed down, and I've prayed about it, and I was excited for you guys to do that. It was a little overwhelming. I'm glad I didn't have to be there because it was a little more than I thought it was going to be, but it was really exciting. Anything you do to help anybody is just, I can't imagine not knowing what happened to my child.
Despite connecting with her numerous times over the phone, Mr. Campbell and Linda had never met, something he wanted to change.
You had mentioned that you might consider maybe coming for a visit sometime this summer. Is that really something you feel like doing?
Yes. Once I saw those girls, I have to meet those girls some way, if it's possible. I just felt this kinship or something with them, seeing them. I don't know why, but the minute I saw them, I thought, I have to meet these girls.
Mr. Campbell relayed the news to Riley and Marley.
I was able to speak to our surviving victim. She said that in the last few years, she really hadn't gone many places, like out, basically left her town, she said. But she said, after I saw those girls, like, I just wanted to come meet them. So she said that she would like to maybe plan a trip down here maybe in the next few months.
No way. That's crazy.
Well, how do you feel about that?
That's insane. Yeah. That's gonna be.
It's gonna feel like surreal.
Because I mean, we haven't really. We have not so talked to her one on one, but we we've talked. We found out about as much as we could about this woman without actually meeting her.
Whole life.
Like in a almost in a creepy way, where almost like her stalkers and her fan club, because you know she is the reason he did get prosecuted, and so we've kind of been her biggest fan, and she doesn't even really. We've never met her. And it kind of feels like, oh, she don't know who we are. She's kind of a celebrity in our minds, I guess. To know we can meet her, that's crazy.
Yeah, you guys are smiling. You're pretty excited. That's insane. You're talking over each other. That's what it means. You're excited.
Big compliment. And that's what it's about. It's about these girls. It's not, I mean, obviously we want as much media attention as possible and much attention to the case as possible. But if we can do justice on these girls' part and get their stories out there and make it known, I think that's the most important thing.
I think we've got more work to do, and there's like new stuff's going to happen. And so maybe you guys can just focus on winning the state championship for the next couple weeks, okay?
That's our hope.
Take a little break from the like solve the murders, and let's just go win the state championship. And then maybe after all that, maybe we'll see what's happening.
Yeah, definitely.
And if there's some way we want to continue this, maybe in the spring or next year, I'm sure there'll be more work to do.
Definitely.
It seems that time might come sooner rather than later.
The only question I have is Jerry Johns could not have murdered Espy, the victim who was found in Barbourville, Kentucky, because he was arrested, which was the very last victim. He was arrested for the attempted murder of Linda. He would have been in jail. But what I know is that Jerry Johns had a brother.
Shane Waters, who has been on the case since the beginning, has a theory that can't be ignored. Shane recalls his interview with an eyewitness who saw Epsie Pilgrim being abducted.
He told me what the man looked like, what the truck looked like. But what's odd and interesting is that the truck is a red truck, which Jerry Johns' truck was red. So the description is a perfect description of what Jerry Johns' truck was. However, Jerry Johns was a redhead, and Bruce said that this man had dark hair. And Jerry Johns' brother had dark hair.
Shane spoke to Jerry Johns' ex-wife about the brother.
When I talked to his wife, she told me that him and his brother would drive around to all these locations together. They basically were always in the truck together. They were very close. And she's like, you know, one of the things that I don't understand is like, how could he do this with his brother there all the time? And so I was like, well, do you think they could have been doing this together? And she's like, well, he kind of would have to be. Maybe his brother did it to try to take the heat off of Jerry Johns, because I know that they questioned Jerry Johns about these women being murdered when he was arrested. However, I believe once Espy was murdered, shortly after, while he's in jail, I think that the suspicion gets off of him because of her body being found. I think that Jerry was the main person who was doing all these things, but I think that his brother was there with him. They were probably in it together.
Hey girls, how y'all doing?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad, hadn't seen you in a while. What y'all been up to?
Not much, just playing basketball.
Basketball, yeah. Did y'all win something or something the other night?
We did. We won the district championship.
Awesome. What's next?
Region.
Yep.
Okay. Awesome. Well, the bell just rang. I'm getting ready to go to class. Did y'all need something?
I know we haven't met in a while, but I have some new information I need to share, and I think it changes everything.
More on that next time. Murder 101 is executive produced by Stephanie Leidecker, Alex Campbell, Courtney Armstrong, Andrew Arno, and me, Jeff Shane. Additional producing by Connor Powell and Gabriel Castillo.
Editing by Jeff Twa and Davey Cooperwasser.
Music by Vanacore Music. Murder 101 is a production of iHeartRadio and KT Studios. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This is Alex Campbell, co-host of Murder 101. We hope you're enjoying Season 1. We ask that if you know anything that could help police solve these cases, that you contact the appropriate agencies with any information you feel can help with their work to bring justice to these women and their families. But we also ask that if you feel you can help us continue to tell these stories, that you reach out to us with any of the following information. Number one, if you have any personal experiences with these victims that could help us tell their stories as real people, maybe you grew up with them, worked with them, or are even related to them. If you can shed light on the investigations going back to the 1980s, that maybe you worked with the cases, such as a police officer, or maybe you were a witness, or even a journalist, that would also be very helpful. And finally, if you have any information on our suspect, maybe you grew up with him, you were in the military with him, incarcerated with him, or maybe involved with him through law enforcement, such as his jailer, guard, or parole officer, all those things can be helpful. We would love to hear from any of you. You can reach us at info@kt-studios.com or message us through Instagram at kt_studios.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas and more, or simply soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder, or find a featured all-inclusive package to Ocean by H10 Hotels and do your deal at CheapCaribbean.com.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pitbull, Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.